USA Radio News.
The U.S. Justice Department is filing an appeal which hopes to overturn a judge's order that voided the federal travel mask mandate. The notice came minutes after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention asked the Justice Department to appeal the decision handed down by a federal judge in Florida earlier this week. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is raising concerns about President Joe Biden's formal commission of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court. She will replace Justice Stephen Breyer when he retires in June. McConnell said the Biden administration is, quote, continuing to erode norms and our institutions, unquote. The president formally signed the commission papers appointing Jackson to the Supreme Court earlier this month, though Breyer remains on the bench. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
U.S. gas prices keep going up, and they show no signs of dropping back to pre-Biden administration prices.
Gas prices continue to rise. They're up a penny to $4.11 a gallon, according to AAA this week. This is the third day in a row that the national average price for regular is up. The lowest price gas in the country is in Georgia, where the statewide average is $3.71 a gallon. The most expensive gas in America, California, statewide average is down to $5.69 a gallon. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi grilled the Federal Aviation Administration on Wednesday night, saying they failed to notify the U.S. Capitol Police of a planned demonstration that forced an evacuation at the U.S. Capitol. The aircraft turned out to be a single-engine private plane dropping off military parachutists for the Nationals versus Diamondbacks baseball game. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The crisis at the U.S. southern border continues to be the main topic of conversation among Republicans and Democrats alike. Tim Berg reports.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are expressing concerns about an increase of illegal immigrants at the southern border if the Biden administration lifts Title 42, the health directive imposed under the Trump administration to keep illegal immigrants out of the country during the pandemic. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy is no fan of rescinding the act and believes the administration wants open borders.
Some people say, well, this is just another foolish idea by an administration that has become famous for foolish ideas. And I'm not sure I agree with that. Sometimes when people act like they don't care, it's not an act.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
Thank you, Tim. With his public approval rating hovering in the mid to low 40s, President Joe Biden may be seen as a liability for Democrats up for re-election this November. According to the Cook Political Report, 8 Democrat House seats moved Wednesday into more competitive categories, bringing the total number of Democrat-held House seats in toss-up territory or worse to 27. And Lincoln Center will hold a series of more than 300 Summer for the City events after 2 years of canceled programming because of government coronavirus shutdowns. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.